niggas ain't gonna never get it right. Yeah, I said it.
Walking in the cemetery, or in the dirt. Cemetery, something by, coming up, something by Leo Thomas and then Leroy.
Bye-bye.
This is Leroy.
Well, I went downtown just to see my woman. I caught her kissing on another man. I wonder why. You can talk, man.
The Vals de Mans by Keith Frank. Vals. Creole Connection CD. It's a beautiful cut that he's made, and all of those cuts on that CD are just wonderful. Coming up is something by Dwayne Dobsey on his CD called Set Me Free. And let's listen to this. We're going to do two of them. One is D.D. Zydeco Two Step, and then we're going to do Shake.
Oh, Baba! nègre là-bas, fais pas ça, fais attention. standing by the side door, looking through the window. And then this lady opened up the door. She said, son, what you doing here? I said, ma'am, I live down the road. I needed to see what was happening, because y'all been keeping me up all night long. And she said, well, I don't mind if you come in. You got ID? I said, no, ma'am, I don't. She said, I'm going to let you in. That's fine. You can go in, have a coat. All you got to do is in. Shake, shake, shake. Go ahead, shake that thing. Shake, shake, shake. Go ahead, shake that thing. Go ahead, shake it deep.
Get down, down. country man. Man, I miss that man. Yeah, that's why. This song is for you, boy.
Make a move right here.
Okay.
holiday. And I want to know.
Dexter Odwin.
Dexter, ¿qué tal me fashion?
Como le canic.
Moun pale sa. Ta pensye de le fè mon tir, Dexter?
Dexter, comment le canic, Dexter?
Go ahead, go ahead.
T'es paré pour jouer le canic, là?
Canic, canic.
The game de canic.
The game de canic.
Oh, this time of the year.
All right, let's let him. Let's
see. Okay. But anyway, Dexter, we're just going to let you play in the background here. We let you know that you're listening to Dexter Ardoin on this Saturday morning. But they call it Pop Waltz.
Pop.
La Valse de Pop.
Must be for Morris Ardoin, his pop.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Probably.
Your pop. Good morning to Charles and Don and... And who's the other one?
They call him Dustin.
Dustin. He's listening to get some points. All right, let's listen to it.
Avant 11 heures, and I see we got a what's going on. And hey, heard it? You heard of any bands playing anywhere?
There is. I saw it on the paper this morning that I just kind of glanced on the paper that they're supposed to having, and they showed Curly Taylor on the front page, and they're having a fundraiser for bands during a fest they're having for.
Uh-huh.
Raising money for bands, the musicians who are not able to play at any venue. So I don't know when it's going to take place, but if anyone knows anything about that, like Curly Taylor, for an example, give us a call here at 482-6991. And let us know, because we're concerned about some of the band. We don't hear Chubby Carrier, for an example, and...
I talked to Chubby the other day. He was playing downtown.
At Rock and Bowl.
Yeah, Rock and Bowl. A lot of them doing a lot of private parties and stuff like that. So some of that's going on. I want to say good morning to Taryn and to Marie and to George. What y'all doing over there? Who cooking? Somebody ought to be cooking. And I hope that Curtis would be the one cooking, but I'm sure his right hand is busy. You know, let me see what time it is. Close to getting busy.
Why? What's wrong with his right hand?
He got like arthritis in his right hand.
Yeah.
So it hurts him so bad he has to put something in that hand.
Oh.
To kind of help
something
him.
With something a little cool.
Something cool, because you can't have nothing hot in it. So you always keeping something cool in there.
And his fingers.
And his finger grabs around there, so the cool, the moisture.
Oh,
you know, keeps, helps his arthritis.
What it is. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a cup.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, and that's probably what he's doing. This probably arthritis probably bothering him this morning, so he probably got something in his hand.
In his right hand.
In his right hand. in his right hand. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's something.
Poor thing.
Yeah, that's something.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes.
What you think about that, George? Is his arthritis getting him this morning already?
y'all ought to be ashamed.
Oh, man, that's.
And to do that to your friend.
Oh, yeah, but you know, sometimes you got to laugh at pain. And I'm sure he laughs a lot at pain. I don't know how much pain his arthritis had. Oh, he got some arthritis pain, I'm sure, this morning.
It's not heavy.
It's not heavy. It doesn't have to be heavy. But
so you got
to
have a little muscle in his calf or his bicep.
You know, yeah, that helps him.
Oh, okay.
But you know, he exercises pretty good.
Oh, really?
You know, and then his elbow was bothering him, so, you know, you got to keep bending his elbow. So with his arthritis in his elbow, you know, it works pretty good. So he got a good rhythm.
It coincides,
you know. So
with everything.
So now with his elbow bending and stuff, so things are getting better. He's starting to feel better.
It's bad. It's bad when you can.
Yeah, he's starting to feel better.
Get him some Vicks rub or something. Just bring a little Vicks rub and
no,
put
he
on
got
there.
It together. You don't need no Vicks rub.
You don't need no Vicks.
No Vicks, yeah.
Oh, I know what that is. I have an idea. Yeah, I have
that's a good
I
idea.
I have a solution.
Solution? What is the?
Yeah. Well, it's a little stick.
A stick?
Yeah. Actually, you just take a little branch with no opening on either end.
Okay.
And you just hold on to it. That's all you got to do. And you can carry it around, and you don't have to worry about the coolness, the cold, and nothing like that. You just.
Okay, I got another friend. He has arthritis, too.
Really?
Yeah. Chris, they up in Orange Beach. And I know he has arthritis. I'm sure he has arthritis in his hand, you know, because I know his elbow is probably bothering him this morning. So I know he's having a good time.
Cool to hold on to.
Him and Marv up in Orange Beach with the family. And this is a beautiful thing. The family, the whole family, 10 kids and their spouses, they all went to Orange Beach. You know, that's a beautiful thing. Got the whole family there.
That's
real nice.
That's good. I know a parent told me yesterday, I talked to a parent yesterday, and he said he and his son was going on ride on the beach up in around Dustin, Florida. I mean, he said he and his son was just, it's a beautiful thing. And I said, oh, that's a beautiful thing to do. He said, yeah, I'm just going to spend the weekend, my son and I, just going ride down there and do scavenger hunt, they call it, you know, along the beach.
Man, okay.
Hey.
Well, you and John ought to go scavenger hunt.
He's
why are you looking
right
at me
now,
like that?
By the way, he and Ken, they might be off the water now. And they're supposed to be fishing.
Oh, fishing.
Yeah, they went fishing. It's beautiful weather to go fishing.
Oh, yeah. I went fishing yesterday with Walter.
How many did you
call? Walter. Man, we caught so many.
Yeah.
We had a bunch. We must have caught about 100 fish. But we gave about 95 of them away. So we got about 5 or 6.
So y'all only kept about 6?
Well, I kept about 5 or 6. You know? Me, Walter, and Amy. So, I mean, but it was a good day.
I can see
it. Was a good day.
I can see Amos out there.
Oh, man. We had a lot of fun. Yeah. You know,
it's always fun.
When you got a crew.
Yeah,
you know,
a
good fun crew. I mean, there's nothing like fishing. And I think so, when you're out there and enjoying yourself and you're having a good time, I think the fish want to join you. So some of them kind of catch it. Let me catch a line, you know.
Just go. Let me go visit. Visit on the shore with them.
Yeah, they do something like that.
That's remind me of my cousin, my three other cousins, you know, Pickle, Charles, and Kennedy. And when we get together sometimes, boy, we have some fun. We can sit down there and joke and laugh and all that, you know.
And there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, you know, we've had the pandemic, and it kind of destroyed a lot of gatherings with the family. But all you got to do is be careful and enjoy. Make sure you all have had your shots and get together and enjoy yourself and have yourself a fine time. You know, just be careful because it is possible. It is possible. But just wanted to say good morning to Taryn and Curtis and Marie and George up in Sherman, Texas. Hopefully you guys are having a great day.
Sherman, Texas.
And y'all continue to help Curtis with his arthritis. And I know, Chris, your arthritis, let me see what time it is. Oh, 10 to 11. Oh, yeah, your arthritis, I know, it's kicking in about now. So take care of the arthritis in the elbow, and everything going to work out just fine.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say good morning to my cousins also up around the Maurice, Yo, and all the family up there, the Broussard, yeah. The Ronald, and Charles, I mean, Ronald, yeah. And Risley and Yo and all the rest of the family up there. And then we got to go. I got to go to Youngsville to the Lewis family.
Mm-hmm.
And Barbara Ann is the leader of the clan.
Okay.
And so we just want to say good morning to all of you. And then, of course, we got to go to Ridge area and the Broussards and mm-hmm. the Living.
Oh, Lord.
We got a bunch of them over there. And then right there on Collie Saloon Road, I can't forget those Greens. And the Green Road over there, so we got to say good morning to them.
Anyway. Well, Carla and Bobby, I know they went to Grand Coteau this morning to get some sweets. So I know they got plenty of sweets. So it's gonna be interesting. So good morning, ladies. Hopefully y'all having a great day today.
Sean Aldwin.
Because I can, and I walk around like this. Because I can, and I do my thing like this. Cause who I am. And if you expected me to give you an apology for being nothing like you used to, well, go ahead on right then, wait. Hold your breath and concentrate. Keep holding till your face turns blue. Cause my road, it ain't your road, but trust God.
Oh, Earthbeat has been bringing the pulse of the world to Southwest Louisiana and beyond since the late 1980s. I'm Cecil Doyle. Join me for Earthbeat every Sunday night at 7 p.m. and Thursday evenings at 8 p.m. Earthbeat here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles, KRVS.org.
Joaquin Rodrigo's Concierto de Aranjuez was inspired by a royal palace and gardens near Madrid. On the next Chicago Symphony Orchestra broadcast, guitarist Pablo Sanz-Viegas performs this stately and evocative score, plus works by Ginastera, Chabrier, and Piazzolla. Next time with the CSO, I'm Lisa Simeone.
Monday nights at 9 on KRVS. Support provided by Hub City Cycles, the neighborhood bicycle shop located downtown Lafayette. Hub City Cycles offers affordable to high-end bikes, parts, and bike repair. Info can be found on their Facebook or Instagram pages, Hub City Cycles.
KRVS is your source for NPR news, great local programming, and music from around the world. Listen live on your radio or online at krvs.org.
Support for KRVS comes from Taylor Davis of Northwestern Mutual. Partnerships like this make our community a better place to live and work. Taylor Davis of Northwestern Mutual is proud to support the work of KRVS. More information on the financial services offered by Taylor Davis and Northwestern Mutual are found by email at taylor.davis@nm.com. That's taylor.davis@nm.com.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.